This book is all about how to help recover piety in the house.
Pastor Will Wheaton, talking about his new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety.
What do you do when people have confused a legalistic pietism for any form of Christian piety? And by piety, I just mean godly habits.
Learn more about Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey at issuesetc.org.
So tell me why.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilk, and it's time to go through some listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. We get a lot of email here. We cannot respond to all of it, but we try and take some time occasionally to respond to as much of it as we can. Our email address, in case you want to write us with a show suggestion, a question, a comment, a criticism, talkback at issuesetc.org. And that listener comment line, it's always open for the same reason, 618-223-8382. Let's go to the email first. What's up there, Jeff?
For the listeners, one of my 2018 goals is to try to make listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line segments more frequent. December 6th, you told me it was the last time we did this, right?
Yes.
That's too long.
More frequent listener email and comment line segments.
Yes. I have to put my personal proclivities against reading email live on the air. I have to put those aside for the good of the team. So we'll try to do this. I would like to do this on Wednesdays.
Well, just let me say before you get into that, how much I appreciate having a producer who isn't a closet host wannabe. They're two different jobs, by the way. And you've told me many times you listen to sports talk radio and the producers spend more time talking than the talent spend time talking. And
drives me crazy.
Yeah, and Jeff Schwartz is a producer who has no desire to be behind the microphone, which makes him very, very good at his job.
Let's see if we can sneak in an email for the break here. Delwyn from Indiana writes, why is that charlatan Hank Hanegraaff a part of your conference? You could not find anyone who could speak to these two issues that have laid scourge to the African-American Christian community other than this man. There was no member of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Black Ministries on down, not one of the LCMS mission field, USA missionaries who face these falsehoods head on in the inner cities. This is why I do not see your group as having either a word or any interest in ministering to our community. You don't speak to us, but only about us when you speak at all. Thanks for the feedback, Delwyn.
I'm not quite sure where the issue of the Black community came in there, because for those who haven't noticed, we have invited and secured the agreement of Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, to be one of the speakers at the June Issues Etc. Making the Case conference. He's going to be making the case on two issues, making the case against the prosperity gospel and against Islam. And I don't disagree that those are two false theologies that have laid waste in the Black community. That was not the angle we were going for. We certainly weren't ignoring that, but that was not the angle we were headed for with Hanegraaff. We always try to play toward the guests, and in this case, the speaker's strengths. Hank just recently published a book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, and he's got multiple books on the prosperity gospel, the Osteenification of American Christianity, the Counterfeit Revival, and Christianity in Crisis. Counterfeit Revival, by the way, when I read that book, I finally understood, in kind of layman's terms, the real dangers of the prosperity gospel as it comes to us in the word faith movement. I learned a lot from the book. So part of our goal there was simply to bring the best guests we could think of on those two subjects to come and address us. I want to take issue with the fact you call him a charlatan, because you can disagree with Hank Hanegraaff on a number of things. A lot of people shocked at his conversion to Eastern Orthodoxy. You can disagree with him, but that doesn't make him a charlatan. His facts are still good, and his expertise is still good. And I think, by and large, most of our listeners will be looking forward to having a chance to hear what he has to say on the prosperity gospel and Islam when they come to the issues, et cetera, making the case conference.
Yes, expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ, right?
Yeah, and look, so having sat in on the process, the whittling process and the honing process that is picking speakers for the conference, it's a combination of things, availability and all those kinds of things. And we spend a lot of time talking about who would fill that slot, kind of the headliner who gets two opportunities to speak to the conference attendees. And the one that came up was Hank Hanegraaff, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll be right back. Don't you assume they're gonna buy just anything, 'cause when we're out in the clubs listening to music, you're in the wrong sex of an email. $500, yeah.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We have a special offer for first-time donors to Issues Etc. For any size gift during the months of January and February, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Will Wheaton's new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. Make your first-time contribution online at issuesetc.org or send your check to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and we'll send you an autographed copy of Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. That email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, and the comment line, 618-223-8382.
I think I alluded to this back on our last edition of listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line, which was on when, Todd?
It was December something.
December 6th
yeah.
of 2017, you told me. One, Mrs. Rebecca Curtis, if you're listening, can you please update the bump music for listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line? Some of the stuff I think we've been using for about 15 years.
Yeah, I think so. All of it, I think we have. It's a little stale after a while.
So,
but you, don't get me started on bump music. Bump music is the least important thing in radio.
Not some people.
I know.
Do you want me to go back to email?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, sir. Mike writes, I just listened to the year opener with Mark Hemingway of the Weekly Standard on politics in 2018, and I'd like to encourage you all to add additional viewpoints for your political discussions. Mark's analysis is interesting, but he has kept the blinders on regarding the tremendous success that President Trump's first year represents for America and the world. Keep up the great work, concludes Mike.
Well, we actually are, if you've ever listened to any of the segments, like we'll be doing a little bit later here, in the afternoon with both Mark and Molly, you get a lot of counterpoint to that. Mark's not as enthusiastic and about President Trump, I think that's a safe thing to say, as his wife Molly has become. She actually was recently published in a column talking about becoming a Trump supporter, really in some ways just pleasantly surprised with Trump's progress and success on things that matter to her. I think she would say he's far exceeded her expectations as a president. So we're trying to get both of those perspectives in there as well. We'll be talking to them a little bit later, in fact, about the State of the Union address and getting their thoughts on how that went off. Molly called it a big picture speech. And, you know, the highlights and the lowlights of the State of the Union in the last half hour of the program. We are not, I think people misunderstand what we're trying to do when we do the politics. We're just trying to stay abreast of the information. And Mark Hemingway I know a lot of people who know a lot of things about what happens in Washington. They stay ahead of the news. They're very smart, smart people. Mark Hemingway is one of the smartest, hands down. Just in casual conversation with, as well as talking with him on the air, this is a guy who has a grasp of the details. Now, you might not agree with him, but he has a grasp of the details. And I think a journalist's, insofar as he can, a journalist's impartiality when talking about these things, especially in a highly energized political season that just didn't end with the election. It just keeps going and going and going.
Mark Hemingway is to politics what Bob Costas is to sports.
I think that's safe to say.
Encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. This is a guy, in a recent conversation with him, Jeff and I communicate back and forth via a messaging program, and in a recent conversation with Mark, one of the things I said to Jeff was, I think I said something like, this guy is the biggest wonk I've ever seen. And that is a compliment. He knows policy. He knows details. He knows all those things. And he very generously shares it with us in the little time that we give him on the air.
And we're not asking our listeners to agree with everything he says that goes beyond scripture. We're bringing him on for...
Because he's a resource for our listeners, and he's one that we can... You know, it's hard to get people to pick up the phone and do interviews like that at that level, and we're very, very proud to have him and his wife, Molly.
And they're both solid, confessional, Lutheran lay people.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
George writes, he listens in Raleigh, North Carolina. Was listening to the Star Wars interview on the way home from work yesterday. It was kind of dull and definitely a drag on my Christmas cheer. Don't you have anything better to talk about this week, Todd?
Well, we do movie reviews with Pastor Ted Geese. That's one of the elements of the weekly elements of the program. Although we haven't done one recently with him, is Geese under the weather?
He's in the Middle East.
Oh, he's in the Middle East.
Yes.
And so we have this partnership, this arrangement with Pastor Geese to do a movie review a week, and we could hardly do a movie review that week and not talk about Star Wars, which is the biggest box office of all. So. That's why we talked about it. And since it was Star Wars, and since there's an awful lot of kind of surrounding material surrounding the release of that movie, we decided to devote an hour to it. And he had about an hour's worth of material to do. Anyway, the answer to the question, aren't there better things to talk about? And I'm sorry to harsh your holiday cheer, but there are better things to talk about. You could ask that about a lot of things. There's always something better to talk about, but the fact is we do movie reviews, and we would be remiss if we didn't review the movie Star Wars and do a thorough job, because part of it is we know our listenership is full of Star Wars fans.
Hi, I just heard your message about Mike Bickle and Cindy Jacobs and a bunch of other people that I'd never heard of before who were on the Elijah list. And my comment to you is that if you have such a problem with these people and with their prophetic word or what they think that they're doing is following the Bible, why don't you have them on your show? Why don't you call them and talk to them about it? I have met Mike Bickle and Cindy Jacobs. I didn't recognize the names of the other people on your list, but they are both very reasonable, very God-fearing people, and they will listen to you because they listen to the Holy Spirit and they want to do what the Holy Spirit says. So instead of slandering them, take courage, do the right thing, and start calling them and saying, if you think that they're in sin, you need to confront them. You need to talk to them instead of having an us against them attitude on a radio program. Have a blessed day.
I think she might be referring to this. I can't remember when we talked about Mike Bickle or any of the others, the Elijah list, but it probably was with Pastor Chris Rosebro on our weekly segment This Week in Pop American Christianity. And if I recall the problem that Chris was pointing out in the course of that conversation, I don't remember when we had it, but I think he was talking, it's a theme that often comes up with Pastor Rosebro, and that is the claim to have heard from the Holy Spirit apart from Scripture. Now you say, that they're following the Bible. When someone claims to have heard from God apart from Holy Scripture, they are by definition not following the Bible. They found another source of divine revelation, and in this case, a patently false source of revelation. Where it's coming from, I don't know, but it's not coming from God. God has not spoken to us apart from His written word. He simply hasn't. You know, I don't want to further disappoint you, but to claim that you hear from God apart from His written word is, whether it's Mike Bickle or the Pope, is what the good old Protestant reformers used to call enthusiasm, which Martin Luther says is at the heart of every heresy, a claim to have heard from God something that He has not said in His word. When we say Scripture alone, we're serious about it, that God speaks to us in His word and in His word alone, and that is the sole source of any teaching, any revelation that deserves to be heard in the church. The problem with Mike Bickle and the other Elijah-list prophets is that they claim to hear from God apart from His word, and they say, "Thus saith the Lord," when the Lord hasn't said it. And that, by definition, is a false prophet. And false prophets, well, Scripture's pretty clear what we ought to do about false prophecy. We ought to point it out. We ought to evaluate it by whether or not what they prophesy actually comes true. And if it doesn't, they are false prophets, and we are not to listen to them. So what we're really doing in the course of that conversation, we're not talking about Mike Bickle personally. He may be the most reasonable, God-fearing man there is. I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He might be the nicest guy on earth. But when he claims to have heard from God apart from Scripture, he has stepped away from the Bible, and he is speaking for God where God has not spoken. And that is not only dangerous. Oh, his prophecies might be innocuous if they don't come true. That might not make a difference in anybody's life. But to claim that you're hearing from God apart from Holy Scripture is to set aside the Bible and say, now I'm going to tell you what God said to me. I know it's very common in evangelicalism. It's why we talk about it a lot when we talk with Pastor Chris Rosebro about Pop American Christianity.
The listener, it sounded like, had some kind of relationship with Mike Bickle or Cindy Jacobs. Maybe she could secure an interview for us on this show, because I can tell you, decades of trying to get big name celebrities in Pop American Christianity, it's not very easy. And the only time we were able to do it is if they have a book and the publicist doesn't do their research.
Figure out what our show is about.
The classic was Joyce Meyer. She's just doing one. You get like 15-minute interviews. Boom, next person, they say, next, issues, etc.
Yeah, it's not for lack of trying to get people like Mike Bickle on the show. It's not for lack of trying. It's because when either their publicists or they don't want to come on the show.
Why? So. Would you rather go on TBN and be tossed softballs?
Especially when you're selling a book.
Or would you rather be asked some real tough biblical theological questions?
The question I would ask Mike Bickle in the course of a conversation would be, do you believe in Scripture alone? The classic Reformation doctrine, biblical doctrine of Scripture alone. Do you believe in it? And he'd say, I'm positive he would say, absolutely yes, Scripture alone. Then why do you claim to have heard things that God has not said in Scripture from God? Isn't that a violation of Scripture alone? I'd be curious to see what the answer is. And that goes for not just the Mike Bickles who are big names in evangelicalism and in the prophetic movement, but for every pastor who claims that God told him something or that God has led him to say something, God is moving him to do something. Stick with the Bible, guys. That is the only word of God we know, not what you think God might be saying to you.
I kid you not. I just received this email. Air Canada, discover the best of Buenos Aires. Deals of the week. What say you, Wilkin?
Air Canada?
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to take a chance on Air Canada again. I've tried many times to unsubscribe from their offers, but Air Canada left me in Germany without my luggage for almost an entire week. And it was very inconvenient travel. We'll be right back.
For 28 years, I had the privilege of serving as a chaplain in the United States Navy.
Dr. Dan Gard, retired Rear Admiral and President of Concordia University Chicago, on the need for military chaplains.
During that time, I was able to bring word and sacrament to so many young people and their families, our sons and daughters spread throughout the world. Truly a privilege and an honor. And today, there are other chaplains that must follow. We need more LCMS chaplains in all branches of the military. It's an incredible, amazing mission opportunities to go to places no other pastor can go, but to go with the same tools that any other pastor brings wherever he goes, word and sacrament.
You can find out more about the vocation of military chaplain at lcms.org/armedforces. The LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armedforces.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Answering objections defending the faith, evolution or creation, transgenderism and homosexuality. These are some of the issues addressed at the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd at Faith Lutheran Church in San Antonio, Texas. Learn more at worldviewsa.org. This conference features Issues Etc. guests Dr. Jan Lohmeyer and Pastor David J. Weber. The San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd, worldviewsa.org.
We have a special offer for first-time donors to Issues Etc. For any size gift during the months of January and February, we'll send you an autographed copy of Pastor Will Wheaton's new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. Make your first-time contribution online at issuesetc.org or send your check to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, and we'll send you an autographed copy of Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey.
I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle, yeah. Message in a bottle, yeah.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going through listener email on the Issues Etc. comment line on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 31st. In a little bit, about 15 minutes or so, Molly Hemingway of Fox News and Mark Hemingway of the Weekly Standard will join us. We're going to get their thoughts on President Trump's State of the Union address.
Matt listens in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He says, I have a suggestion / request related to your movie reviews with Pastor Ted Geese. As an intro to his segments, you typically play the trailer for the movie he is about to review. It's a good idea, thematically and in principle. However, since this isn't a visual medium, we are only hearing the trailer. Years ago, some trailers contained a narrator audio track that was providing a level of commentary about the movie above the audio track of the trailer, so someone only listening to the trailer could still take something away from it. Trailers today, however, do not typically include a narrator, so the audio of the trailer includes elements of narration, explosions, sounds, and swells of music that go along with the video being shown. Without the video, these elements are out of context and therefore have no meaning to the listener. To me, simply hearing the trailers is distracting and annoying. I suggest that you either play the theme music for the movie Ted is going to review, or simply play the Saturday Night at the Movies song as an intro to his segments. Thanks for considering my suggestion, and keep up the good work, Issues Etc.
Well, it's actually a very good suggestion. Either one of those is a good suggestion. We've come across trailers that where there's no meaningful dialogue to tell you what you're listening to. It's just sound effects, and it says nothing whatsoever about what's happening. You know, I shouldn't have to say that was the trailer for the movie, because if it was a really good trailer in terms of its audio, you'd know what the trailer was for. But that's not the direction they're going with the trailers nowadays. Sometimes it's just to set a mood there. So it's a very good suggestion.
When I pick the movie trailers, to go no more than 5 seconds without some kind of dialogue or sound or something with music or something like that. I mean, he's absolutely right. I remember we did these long time ago. We've been doing the show since 93, and trailers had narrators. They're, to me, they were a lot better than they are now, which gets me back to my other issue. Have we ever asked Geese about, because the Schwartz family can't afford to go to the IMAX or 3D or whatever all that stuff is. You know, we're just like matinee.
Cheap movie,
right? How much, when you watch these trailers too, these movies being made for those special effects for 3D and IMAX rather than the average schmo or Joe like the Schwartz family.
Well, I've always thought about when people say you got to see this in 3D. Does it mean then that if it's not in 3D, 3D is like maybe icing on the cake, but is 3D, IMAX, all of that, is it the technology that really wows us? The kind of big surround and the sound and everything. How good is the movie? You know, let's take a like classic Hitchcock movie, like Rear Window. Great movie, fantastic movie. Makes no difference if you were watching it on IMAX or not. In fact, it might just be terrible on IMAX. It makes absolutely no difference because the story's that good. The characters are that good. The acting is that good. The directing is that good. Now, there's only one scene there that might be good in 3D, but it's only one scene. So I agree. How much of it is being made for the technology, where the technology kind of drives what the end product rather than whether or not it's a good movie, a good story?
I when I watch these, what are they called? Just ordinary movies, or is there a term for this that the Schwartz family can afford to watch?
Schwartz family movies.
When I watch those, I see, you know, you can see like things flying, you know, coming at you. And it was like, was that really necessary or was that for effect? Because you got 3D or IMAX or something, that car looks like it's really going to come in your lap or something
probably,
like that.
Probably.
Things flying around and all kinds of stuff.
I can't do it. It's too distracting for me. It's far too distracting for me. I just want to see the movie. But we're probably showing our age that we're easily distracted by by the things that are supposed to be the big deal in the film.
This is most certainly true. This comes from L. Just L, period. I'm wondering, if I make a donation, will it stop the donation ads on your sacred music station? By the way, it's a very good collection of music, writes L.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much. We're happy to do it. 24/7 music station, Lutheran Public Radio. And yes, we do ask for donations. I assume he's talking about the pre-roll that plays
yes.
there. The pre-roll is something that plays for everybody. It's not just you. When you first contact the stream, however you're listening to Lutheran Public Radio, you're going to hear an ad first. That's called the pre-roll. It's there. It's played by the streaming company. We get to tell them what it's going to be. And it's there to remind people of things like, this is listener supported. So that's not going away. Do we have other spots that play during? I've never looked at the playlist. Do we have other spots that play between songs and things at LPR?
Yes, yeah, we have liners and commercials and things like that. So the frustrating thing is that, and I've experienced this too. You travel, in order to get the highest quality ability streaming signal on the internet, you have to have a really good cell phone connection. And when you fall out of a really good cell phone connection, you're losing your connection. Your connection's lost, and it's going to start over again. Now, if we didn't play the pre-roll, which we do for a reason, because we need financial support to continue streaming sacred music, you just have dead air. You know, there would just be dead air instead of the pre-roll running. So that's why it happens. And our talk station, which is in mono, not stereo, and streams at about half the bit rate, doesn't drop out nearly as much as our sacred stereo music station.
Yeah, and we've had people say, hey, ads keep playing in the middle of the song. Well, what's actually happening is they're losing connection, and when they reconnect, the pre-roll plays again, and then the song, whatever it was, continues. We are not interrupting sacred music with ads. We are not doing that. It's a function of the technology where it stands today and the fact that Sacred Music for the World, Lutheran Public Radio, just like Issues, etc., is listener-supported.
Barbara has a question. Will you be having a fall conference this year?
That's a very good question. We don't know yet. We are having our summer conference at June 8th and 9th right here in Collinsville, Illinois. I talked earlier about it. Hank Hanegraaff will be one of the speakers. We'll also have Pastor Will Whedon, Hans Feeney, and others who will be there speaking at the conference. And we're waiting to decide on a fall conference like we had last year in November down in Houston until June, until the first conference has concluded. We've got plenty of time to make up our minds and make the arrangements. And we'll decide both if, when, and where it will be by that time, by conference time, June 8th and 9th. By the way, you can register early bird registration until the 1st of March for the June Issues Etc. Making the Case conference at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can send your registration fee of $110. That's $10 off the regular fee and includes three meals to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can learn more at issuesetc.org. You can also call and get some help or just learn more, 618-223-8385 during regular business hours. Ask for Lynn. She'll tell you all about the conference. It's 15 miles east of St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois, and you can find more information at issuesetc.org.
Time for one last email. Jay listens Monroe, Louisiana. Pastor Wilkin, Jeff, Craig, Lynn, etc., thank you so much for the recent programs on the Christian life with Pastors Curtis and Whedon. Wonderful stuff. I listen to Issues, etc. on a daily basis, but there was something unique and special about these particular programs with the way they address commonly accepted views of Lutheranism that are not, in fact, fair representations of what we teach or, by definition, then, of what the Bible teaches. Just excellent stuff, worth listening to over and over again. Thanks. Thanks for the feedback, Jay, in Louisiana.
Well, Pastor Curtis and Pastor Whedon did an excellent job. We're actually going to do a follow-up with them based upon the email that we received from listeners on those conversations, doing two things: what the Bible and Lutheran confessions actually teach about the Christian life, and dispelling those myths that have accrued to 20th and 21st century Lutheranism, kind of distortions of what Lutheranism actually teaches on the Christian life. Another great resource besides those interviews is the most recent book from Pastor Will Whedon. It's called Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey. It's actually the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, this being the last day you'll be hearing about it. It's about recovering the joys of piety. It's about the Christian life, and it's kind of a handbook or a manual of very practical things. He talks about both receiving and maintaining godly habits. You got to read it to really see how great a resource Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey is from Pastor Will Whedon. You can find out more about it on any page of our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and ask them for Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey by Pastor Will Whedon. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. When we come back, it's time to talk with Molly Hemingway of Fox News and Mark Hemingway of the Weekly Standard about President Trump's State of the Union Address.
I'm coming home. Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter.
In Romans 15, Paul tells us, "Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." But what does Christian welcome really look like? Find out this month in the Lutheran Witness magazine as we explore hospitality, diversity, and what these ideas mean for Lutheran Christians today. Subscribe or read a sample issue at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Most Christian schools today use the same books, teaching methods, and structure as America's failing anti-Christian public schools. We owe it to our fathers and descendants in the faith to offer a distinctively Lutheran education. Redeemer Classical School in Fort Wayne, Indiana, offers a time-tested education in the great books of the Western world and the Catechism and Confessions of the Lutheran Church. Visit fortwayneclassical.com to learn more about our curriculum, enroll your children, or sponsor the education of young Lutherans. That's fortwayneclassical.com.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Did you make a New Year's resolution to get in shape this year? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness at Edwardsville. You could even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Visit them on the web at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness can help you keep your New Year's resolution. Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. Performancefitness618.com.
Continuing education for the Confessional Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Here's what you'll find in the latest Issues Etc. journal. I've written a column titled A Letter to Ex-Evangelicals. Pastor Rob Kieslowski has detailed his journey to the Lutheran Christian tradition, and Dr. Ken Sherb writes about the story of an entire city's journey to the Reformation, Strasbourg, France. We'll send you the Issues Etc. journal for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org, the free online Issues Etc. journal.